And Boker Tov, everybody, Chanukah Sameach. We're celebrating the victory, the conquest of the Chashmonaim, the Kohanim. We'll discuss a few halachot of Birkat Kohanim, because some of you guys asked for it. First, we'll start off talking about Netilat Yadayim. The Gemara says that Kol Kohen Shalom Natal Yadav, Amar Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Kol Kohen Shalom Natal Yadav, a Kohen who didn't wash his hands, Lo Ya'aleh L'Dukhan, a Kohen who did not wash his hands is not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim every morning. The Rambam codifies this not as a mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim, not that you must wash your hands every morning, but one of the Dvarim Hamonim, one of the things that prevents a Kohen, Tumat Hayadayim, impure hands, is something that prevents someone from participating in this mitzvah. Mashma, that it's not a din and that you have to have Nitilat Yadayim for Nisiyat Kapayim. You don't have to wash your hands for Birkat Kohanim. You have to make sure your hands are clean. As long as your hands are clean, such as if you did Nitilat Yadayim in the morning and your hands are stayed clean after you woke up, you don't have to do Nitilat Yadayim again before Birkat Kohanim. Tosafot has five questions on this opinion of the Rambam. Five point-blank questions on the Rambam. And very interestingly, the Beit Yosef answers each and every one of them. And he tells you the whole thing. He says, we have to answer the Rambam. So he answers all five questions of the Rambam. But then he says that he saw the Ashkenazim, they still do Nitilat Yadayim in the mornings. Before Birkat Kohanim, I guess, in Eretz Yisrael. And then he says that I heard some Sfaradim do this too, and that the Levi washes their hands. And he says he didn't know where they got this from. And then he found the Zohar in Parashat Naso. The Zohar says that a Kohen has to go rise up in Kiddushah before he participates in the mitzvah, performs the mitzvah, and the Levi, who has some Kiddushah, pours water on the hands of the Kohen in order to help him elevate himself in Kiddushah before he does the mitzvah. Therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, for Maran is machmir, not for Tosafot. Very important distinction. Maran is not machmir for Tosafot at all. He holds like the Rambam. But, because the Zohar says to wash one's hands, Maran is machmir for the Zohar. Very important distinction. The Rambam says we're not machmir for the Zohar entirely, because the Maran says that not only should the Kohen wash his hands, the Levi must wash his hands also before he washes the hands of the Kohanim, because that's what the Zohar basically says. And the Rama says, no. For this, we hold like the Rambam. The Levim can be Sfaradim. The Levim can wash their hands in the mornings and rely on that. But the Kohanim, because the Tobalia Tosafot say it's a mitzvah and it's Nitilat Yadayim, you have to do it right away, as close as you can. According to the Torah, you even have to make a beracha on this Nitilat Yadayim. So the Rama says the Kohanim have to wash, the Levim don't have to wash their hands. But that's not the minhag of the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim are supposed to wash their hands. However, we have this Rambam. The Rambam tells us that you don't have to wash, and the Rambam sounds like you don't, and the Rabbeinu Avraham, the son of the Rambam, testifies for us that in the minyan of the Rambam in Mitzrayim, and the Rambam's minyan, can you think about it? The Rambam's minyan? It's crazy, no? In the Rambam's minyan in Mitzrayim, the Kohanim didn't wash their hands in the morning, because they relied on the fact that they washed when they woke up, and they don't have to wash their hands again for Nisiyat Kapayim. 300 years later, the Radbaz in Mitzrayim said that they washed their hands for Musaf, because that already is a Hesach Hadat. You've already done something in between to interrupt, so we make you wash your hands again. This distinction between the need for Nitilat Yadayim and the just removing the Tumat Yadayim is incredibly important in a number of halachot. Number one, the need to wash your hands, obviously. But when that washing your hands comes in conflict with other interests. For example, let's say someone is praying in front of the sink, and the Kohanim have to go wash their hands. Do you walk in front of someone who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei to go wash your hands? Because, oh, it's a mitzvah, I have to do it? Or no? Who told you have to do it? If your hands are already clean, you're just washing your hands for a chumrah for the Zohar. Let go of the Zohar and keep Shulchan Aruch. Don't walk in front of somebody who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The same thing is true if you only have 10 people in the minyan and the sink is outside. Not this case. But let's say the sink is outside and you have to go wash your hands outside. You only have 10 people. If the Kohen walks out, you're going to lose your minyan. So you're being machmir for a Zohar. Ozvei Hashem yichlu, says Yishayahu HaNavi. People who leave the Ribono Shel Olam, the Yerushalmi says, people who leave the minyan and break the minyan are going to be destroyed. It's not worth it. But the Ashkenazim say in both cases, because it's mitzvah nitzayat yadayim, mitzvah nitzayat kapayim, you should go. And it's a mitzvah. You're not leaving Hashem. You're going because Hashem said so. This is very important to keep in mind. Halacha l'maaseh. There happens to be some Ashkenazim who say like the Sfaradim, and some Sfaradim who say like the Ashkenazim in this case. But that's the basic halacha. How much do you have to wash? Ad haperek is this in Shulchan Aruch. How much is ad haperek? And usually we understand the Gemara Chulin. That's like Rashi. We say like Rashi and the Rambam until the wrist. The Kafa Chaim has a wild, wild shita who says that if you wash until your fingers, for Birkat Kohanim, yatsa. Huh? He has a few poskim who say that, but it's a wild shita to paskin like. So, So the difference would be on Yom Kippur, since it's not Nitzal Yadayim Shel Ta'anug, if you hold that you can wash until your wrist, you wash until your wrist. If you hold that you only need to go up until your fingers, so that on Yom Kippur you shouldn't be machmir for your wrist. But the Kaf HaChaim has been roundly rejected by all the poskim, modern poskim for sure. Kaf HaChaim is completely rejected. One posek I know in the world holds like this Kaf HaChaim, Rav Zecharia ben Shlomo and Shalvim, the author of Hilchot Tzava. He writes that when the chayalim are in the shetach, and they only have a little bit of water, they should wash until their fingers, and mishomer their hands for when they go pray in the middle of the field. And I told him, Harav, it's against all the poskim. So in the second edition of his sefer, in Orot HaHalacha, he wrote in a footnote that I'm wrong. Okay, I don't know Hilchot Nitzal Yadayim, because he quotes some other simanim mishulchan aruch I'm not familiar with. But at the very least, one should understand that you have to wash most of your hand, until the wrist. The whole svara is just weird, because if that's the halakha, Chachamim said, wash your hands, and you don't have enough water, too bad. Akira davar min haTorah, v'shev v'atase, the Chachamim have the koach to do such a thing. So if you don't have the water, mitzvah nisiyat kapayim is so important, sorry, you don't have water, you don't have water. Okay, the idea of saying a beracha on this is a machloket rishonim, a big safi beracha l'akel, never do it, maybe you can, but let's not talk about it now. Assume that you don't make a beracha, one chati chila should have a cup, should have koach gavra, but if you don't have that, any amount of water from the sink is fine, as long as you cover your hands. And then, there's a very important question about a Levi, who's a Tamid Chacham, who's washing the hands of a Kohen, who's an Am Haaretz. So Tamid Chacham was Vivazik Vodo, Chayav Mita. On the other hand, it's Eva. Let's say there are Heluga Tamid Chachamim amongst the Kohanim, but some of them are Am Haaretz. So, If they're only Amei Haaretz, so don't do anything. Sheva Atase. But if there are other Kohanim there, or you're the only Levi, what do you do? This is a big machloket.
What is it?
Huh? Bechor? Oh, I forgot to talk about the Bechor. The Ashkenazim say if there's no Levi, so the Bechor does it. But the Svaradim don't accept it so much. Some do, but it's not so accepted amongst the Svaradim. I forgot about that. Thank you, Ari. So when they have Levi, Tami Chacham, let's just spectrum, like, be black and white for a second. Ashkenazim say, no, we're concerned for people's emotions. We don't want to insult anybody. Go wash Am Haaretz' hands. And the Svaradim say, no, Kavod HaTorah, Chas V'Shalom. Don't do anything. So, if you want to generalize the general stigmas about Kavod HaTorah and Ashkenazim and Svaradim, you can. I didn't say it, but you can. And finally, I'm sorry for keeping everybody waiting, but finally, when the Kohen is done washing his hands, he shouldn't touch his shoes, because then he has to wash his hands again. Why would he touch his shoes? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.
Like anger or something, you have to do it. There's only one Levi in the Kohen, the Am Haaretz, he wants him to watch his hands. If he doesn't watch, he's going to cause the whole balagan.
Yeah, after Chachamin Avirosho. Chachamin Avirosho.
You said that if one of the Kohens walks out, there's only 10 and it becomes 9. But they started the Chazar already, even Maran Pusik, that once they started, you can even have only 6.
But it's b'diavad. As long as you have roaming on left and people leave, b'diavad, you can continue. But nobody said you should leave. That's Ozvei Hashem Yichlu. So Yerushalmi, the Rifko, it's in Megillah.
Does a Levi still have to wash?
Levi has to wash for Sfaradim, yeah.
Only if you didn't wash your hands.
That's only if you
didn't wash your hands. You had Sechadad. You didn't have Sechadad.
No, the Chathchila, we're Machmir for the Zohar. Chathchila, we're Machmir for the Zohar. But if you don't, if you have a conflict of interest between Pshat and Kabbalah, the Pshat always wins. So don't walk in front of somebody. Don't leave.
I remember seeing, I don't know who wrote it, maybe it was over.
Show me.
Saying that if you're careful with your hands, you don't have to wash.
Nachon. So there's some who are like the Moroccan, like the Radbaz, and the Mitzrayim, the Rambam, the Chatechila, were so mechan the Rambam. But in Shulchan Aruch, you ask me, what does Maran say? Maran says to be machmir for the Zohar. You should wash your hands in the morning. So you wash your hands at Shacharit for Nisiyat Kapayim. It's a Chumrah. So let's say you're not going to make it to the Dukhan. You're not going to make it. If you go wash your hands and come back, you won't make it. So Beseder, if your hands are still clean, so go straight to the Dukhan.
With the Kohen?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Of course you can. That's the whole point. If you can be Somech on your morning washing when you woke up.
I hear what you're saying. So then, you can but that I haven't, like, just not to wash?
Yeah, don't wash. That's what I'm saying this whole time.
Somech on. Even the Al-Khabarai doesn't go to that. He goes to the extent saying, if you're not going to make it, don't go to the sink. Go first to the Dukhan. So you stood there, then you go to the wash your hands at the sink. Because now you can even.
That's a Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah holds.
Right, because
you have to go wash your hands, according to Mishnah Berurah. He's just quoting Mishnah Berurah for you, but Inachinami, you can apply this halakha.
According to the Rambam, you don't even have to wash again.
Yeah, so if you're not going to make it, forget it. Go. It's the same halakha. You can be Somech on your Nitzilat Yadayim.
Yeah.
So So for sure, if your hands aren't still clean, so you have to go wash again. Yeah.
And you can't go up if you don't have enough time.
Correct. Yeah. So tomorrow we'll talk about it. Yeah.
They said anything uncovered that's supposed to be covered, we don't say you have to wash your hands.
Yeah.
Now, what part of the arm is supposed to be covered up until what? Does that mean I can't touch this part of my arm? If I touch this part of my arm, that means I have to wash my hands again now?
My impression is whatever is normal. If you usually wear shorts, so then assume that anything knee down is
no, okay. Why would it go on the usual thing that you do? It should go on the usual thing that the halakha
no,
follows.
No, the halakha is based on where your body is most sweaty. Well, the thing is, parts of your body that are covered from tight clothing can get sweaty and smelly sooner than the parts of your body that are uncovered.
You can extend anything. You say, oh, okay, you know what? I wear tank tops. I can touch anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Take a shower and touch yourself wherever you want. You don't have to wash your hands again because your body is clean.
No, I think even like a minute after, you can tell you to wash your hands.
Why?
A minute after.
I saw.
Show me.
I don't think so.
Also, I saw Beit Maran, right? It's like a weekly publication by like
yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's just a place where everyone wears short sleeves and everyone wears shorts, something like that.
Yeah.
And you can have Chazan be without short sleeves. Or short sleeves.
Yeah.
Everyone there is.
Yeah.
Still can't.
Summer. Yeah, that's a different thing. That's just a thing in Kabbalat Zibor. And they cover it as Filah. It's a different thing. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Sorry for keeping everybody.
Do you have sources for like the last
part?
Two?
Which
for,
part?
For the last two ones?
The Levi Tami Chacham.
Yeah, like we said, Sephardim are like here and
yeah,
the
yeah.
Do you like a plus key on each side?
Yeah. You want me to send it to you?
Yeah.
Sure. Can you give me a phone number? Or email address, whatever you want. It's all good. I'm just getting this keyboard up. Happens to be like there's a bug on my laptop. Sometimes it doesn't load the keyboard. But, here we go.